Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan wants to control Turkey and Libya. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me focus just a moment on Tayyip Erdogan. He is really moving out with a bold plan for a new type of Muslim Brotherhood regime to be put up in Libya. The Muslim Brotherhood, they're the granddaddy of all terrorist organizations. Why does he want them in Libya?
Well, that's right. We shouldn't forget that. The Muslim Brotherhood is where this all began, right? Al-Qaeda comes out of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Arab Spring was all set off by the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood has been supported most recently by two nation states, Turkey under Erdogan and Qatar. Turkey and Qatar getting together to support the Muslim Brotherhood in Tripoli, Libya, to bring those Islamist groups, and it's not just the Muslim Brotherhood, to bring them to make their government, which is supported by the European Union for the time being, to make their government the predominant government in Libya. Won by Prime Minister Sarraj in Tripoli, supported by the EU.
The desire by Tayyip Erdogan for the purpose of reviving the old Ottoman Empire, and he wants to be the pan-Islamic leader of the world, head up that caliphate if it's put in place. What's his interest in Libya? Of course, whoever controls the Mediterranean, which Israel is endeavoring to do at this time as well, they're going to have a leg up and make a lot of money and be able to do pretty much what they want to do in the Islamic world. Is that the main thrust for Erdogan?
I think that's very significant and very important. I think Erdogan has got many things in mind. I think he is hoping to put himself on the front line against Israel by being in Libya. And I think he is intending to shore up the Muslim Brotherhood. They have already brought several thousand ISIS fighters from Syria into Libya. Erdogan has recruited those fighters. So I think this is part of a larger scheme, and we've got to very definitely keep our eye on this.
Ken Timmerman giving us the details on Tayyip Erdogan's desire to control Libya, as well as his own nation, Turkey. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophets pre-wrote history as it relates to Turkey and Libya. In Ezekiel 38, Turkey is referred to as Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. That would be verses 2 and 6. Libya is mentioned in verse 5. In the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Libya is mentioned in verse 43. Both Daniel and Ezekiel pre-wrote the end of times scenario that we see unfolding today. As an alignment of nations, all Islamic, form a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, God's prophetic word will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...